Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's July 31st, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 18, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene. Here's another mystery to start the day. There's a big story out now which says the person who made the famous film of Bigfoot faked it. And there's no such thing. He has recently gone to the afterlife. Can you tell us the truth about Bigfoot?
As you know, Allura, I have been kind of out of touch for the last few months with my constant haunting of the president. I have not had an opportunity to speak to this individual whether or not this film was fake or not. But from personal experience, I have had the Squawsquash or Bigfoot visit me several times in the kingdom of God, and I find them very personal and very nice people. They look different from the way we do, but they are kind, considerate. They love their outdoor way of life, though they are highly advanced and technically superior to perhaps even what we were before we arrived on Earth. But, you know, they're just people. They're just like us. But they like to live out in the woods and stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't want that kind of life. But if that's what they enjoy, people should leave them alone and stop hunting them and just let them live in peace. They don't bother other people, and other people shouldn't bother them. Unfortunately, they're going to have to leave Earth soon because we are developing so fast that there is very few places left where they can stay in seclusion and not be bothered by people. So the time is going to come when they're simply going to have to load up and depart and go back into space where they came from. But they have been around for several thousand years and have not bothered anyone, and I don't see why anybody should bother them.
Wow, Nazarene, Demetrius told me many years ago that the Bigfoot were actually aliens from a colony ship that had stopped off on Earth to refresh its passengers. He mentioned even then that they'd probably be leaving soon, that each of them has a floating robot protector, and that people only see the ones whose protectors are broken down. That's why sightings are so rare. What a marvelous universe. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Allura. God bless them one and all. Right, Allura?
Definitely, Nazarene.
We're back. Linda's busy at the moment getting lunch, but she found a very interesting question on MSN. Are same-sex schools appropriate? The answer is positively and absolutely not. You should not segregate young men and young women from each other when they are young and educate them separately. It makes it very difficult for them to establish normal relationships when they grow up. And it also encourages them to engage in perverted activity, which is the very reason that some people want them in these schools, to teach them a perverted way of life, to be separate from the other gender and to be attracted to only their gender. Same-sex schools are very, very bad. People like them for girls because they think if the girls are in school with just girls, they're not going to get pregnant. But it destroys the whole fabric of their personality, because when they leave these schools have only been associated with girls for 14 or 15 years, they simply have an impossible time associating with men. That is what the people that run these schools really want. This is the perverted idea in the back of their mind, why they want these segregated schools, so that young men will be attracted to young men and young women will be attracted to young women, and that the public supports it, that the public allows it, is very, very sick. All schools should be co-ed. There should be both male and female in all schools, so that the two sexes can learn from childhood to interact with one another and carry on normal, healthy relationships. This is the way it should be.
We'll be back again.